Tony and Phyllis Jaramillo at 5901 Carmel Northeast. And represented by Adela Gallegos, AG Services. So, good yes. morning, Ms. Gallegos.
Good
Can
morning.
You go ahead and give us your name, address, and firm?
Adela Gallegos, AG Services, 5509 Kachina Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87120.
Do you swear from to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. And do you have someone else joining you?
Yes, Robert Fierro with Fierro and Company.
Okay.
He's the engineer.
He just made it to his desk. All right. So fun about these meetings. We can go with you. Go ahead and introduce yourself again for us, Mr. Fierro.
Yes, my name is Robert Fierro with Fierro and Company. Address 6300 Montaño Road, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Do you swear for him to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and give us an update from last time.
Madam Chair, I think all the items that were taken care of, that were required, have been taken care of. We submitted the waiver and has been submitted to Department of Transportation. I think the engineer has also coordinated with Blaine, with the Water Authority, on their issues. And the infrastructure list has been updated to incorporate those changes.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gallegos. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item two? Looking, I don't see any hands raised. You can press star 9 if you are on the phone. All right, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. As Adela stated, I had some coordination with Robert on the infrastructure list that now includes, as shown on the screen, the required non-potable main, and we have no further objections. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Charles Myers with code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Parks and Recreation.
Charles Summerfield with Parks and Recreation, no additional comments.
Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Transportation?
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objections or comments left. Thank you.
Planning?
This is Jay Rodbeck. Staff determination from the sidewalk width requirements for the existing sidewalk along the Carmel Avenue frontage must be noted on the plat. Maggie, you can chime in here too if we want this on the preliminary plat or if we can have this as a finding and have it on the final plat.
So this is Maggie Gould. I think because we will see this again as the final plat, as long mm-hmm. as that condition carries forward as part of the findings, we can mm-hmm. make sure we get that at final plat.
Great. All right. And this is Jay Rodenbeck. I mean, our remaining comments were all pertaining to the final plat, just noting that the final plat will require all utility signatures and the final plat must be submitted within 1 year of the DRB approval of this preliminary plat, and a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement is required with the final plat. And that concludes our comments. Thank you.
Okay. And we've been working the past week or so on trying to clarify the language. If the sidewalk in this case was a DRB determination per the DPM, it didn't require an actual DRB waiver. And so on your plat, the note would be DRB determined that the sidewalk width will remain at, and I can't remember what this is, but then you would put in so many feet. So this is the note that we would like to see on a preliminary plat when it has this. We were calling it administrative waiver. We're now going to be calling that DRB determination. And that's how it should show, because we want to make sure the language isn't confused with the DRB waiver that requires a different approval process. Okay. All right, so this plat does have an infrastructure list.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and so it will, well, it's a preliminary plat, so it doesn't need the IAA at this point. Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary plat and the associated infrastructure list. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
This is a blame for the Water Authority. I approve.
Charles Mises with Code Enforcement. I approve.
Cheryl.
Sorry, Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve.
And Mr. Rodenbeck, just since I have so much in my brain, I don't have any delegation on this, correct?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. There are no conditions, but we need to have a finding noting that the applicant needs to note that that DRB determination for the 4-foot, I believe it's a 4-foot sidewalk with along Cromwell Avenue. We just need to have that as a finding.
Okay. And this is Jolene Woofley, DRB chair. I approve with the note that the findings will identify that a note needs to be on the final plat, noting the DRB determination to allow the existing sidewalk width to remain. There is a consensus vote to approve item 2, PR 2021-4961, application for preliminary plat SD 2021-154. And the infrastructure list dated today because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM. And thank you.
Thank you.